I have had a lot of people that I've recommended them do something, and I have 3 kids now, and about a year ago, one of them is very fascinated with dark stuff. And I told her, you know, being attracted to dark stuff is not safe. You know, you're going to have a dark visitor sometime. You know, and she didn't believe me. So the thing that I recommend to people is to pray a 90-day novena to Mary Undoer of Knots and ask her to show the person I'm praying for the reality of what they're doing. So, like, if they're a fan of Harry Potter and they can't get enough of Harry Potter, show them that those are demons that are helping in that magic. Yeah. And show them a demon. Let them see. Or if they're involved in something New Age, or, you know, New Age is satanic. They just take out the bad news. You know, it's like nobody goes to hell. Everybody goes to heaven. There's no demons. There's just angels. And angels are there to help you. And just call your angel by his name. Make up a name, and that's his name. And, you know, and then you'll have good luck the rest of your life. And it's like, that's not how life works. You know, and all this other stuff where you say doesn't exist, does exist. But pray to Mary to reveal the demons to this person. And it happens. My daughter woke us up. She was sobbing that she had woken up. Something was in her room. It was dark. It had red eyes. And it touched her. And she was scared to death for like the next few weeks.
I can imagine.
It's going to happen again. You know, she took a bunch of holy stuff from the house and put it in her room. Like, I have a crown of thorns. And it was given to me by a place that hosted me for an interview. And it was from New Orleans. And it was blessed by a priest. And it looks like the actual crown of thorns. And so she took that, put it in her room. I have rosaries on like every wall.
Yeah.
And crucifixes on every wall. And she took some of my rosaries and my crucifixes and put them up in her room. I think she's got my blessed Our Lady of Guadalupe picture.
Yeah.
That I got. You know, it's a second class relic. You know, she's got that. And, you know, it's like she's talking a lot of Catholicism and Christianity for the last year.
Wow.
You know, like she's on board.
How old is she now?
16.
Wow.
And she's witnessing to her friends in school. Some of them don't believe in God. You know, and she's telling them, I'm telling you, this stuff is real. You know, you know, Jesus can be your friend. You know, and you can have salvation. You can go to heaven. And, you know, and if you don't, this is what can happen to you. This is where you can go.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm so proud of her now.
Kind of,
she was embracing the dark side before.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I was at a abortion mill with a group of friends. This was a few years ago, and it was during the TFP were having an event where they had a big banner out there, and it was marriage just between one man and one woman, and. So I was out there with that group, and they had that banner up, and there were people going by, and, you know, some people were blowing their horn in support, and some people were blowing their horn against. You know, we had people flipping us off and stuff like that. You know, that's fine. You know, you free country, say what you want. And this woman came out of the abortion mill. And she works there. And she was sitting in one spot in her car, staring at a group of us, mouthing something. And somebody said, this is what I'm seeing happen. I said, oh, she's putting a spell on all of us. She's cursing us. And they said, what do you think the curse is? I said, is she staying in one spot for a long time? She goes, yeah. I said, it's a line of sight curse. She has to stay within seeing us to make the curse work. And she's like, okay. And then what's the deal on the curse? I said, if you're in a state of grace, nothing will happen. I said, I'm in a state of grace. I said, most of you went to confession this morning. So most of you won't be affected. Whoever's not in a state of grace is going to have a visitor tonight. Like a demon's going to show up. As soon as you go to confession, curse is broken. It's the only curse that's done like that. So if somebody in this crew is not in a state of grace, they're going to have a demonic visitor tonight. And one of my friends was there with some of her kids. And she said, I think one of my kids is not in a state of grace. I said, well, you'll find out tonight. Because she's going to get the crap scared out of her. And so that night, a demon appeared in that girl's room. She woke up screaming. And she could see the demon right there. And her sister was also in the room. Her sister was in a state of grace. But she could see the demon as well. And it was standing next to her sister's bed. And they started praying rosaries really loud. And the demon stayed there. He just smiled and sat on the floor. And just sat there, wouldn't leave her bed. And the parents ran into the room. And so they're spraying epiphany water all over the room. And so the demon would, like, get out of the way of the epiphany spray, but then stand in a different part of the room. So they would spray over there. And the demon would jump on the bed, and you could see the bed bow down, you know, with under the weight of the demon. And they're like, honey, we're going to have to spray you too. She goes, I don't care. Spray me. You know, just get rid of it. So they're spraying all around the room, and the demon is jumping from the floor up to the ceiling and all around the room. And I don't know if they ever got rid of it in their house, but the next day she went to confession. And she said she'd never been that scared in her life. And she thought, when I said that, if you're in a state of grace, you'll be fine. If you're not in a state of grace, you'll have demonic attachment. You know, a demon come visit you. She thought I was full of rubbish. I didn't know what I was talking about.